One of the most important investments that we make on behalf of all U.S. soybean farmers is to protect our number one customer, which is animal agriculture. In fact, in USB's most recent strategic plan, USB identified protecting and supporting animal agriculture as a top priority issue. And our objectives also reflect the need for the freedom and infrastructure to operate for U.S. soybean farmers and our customers. A recent soybean checkoff survey showed that 84% of U.S. soybean farmers believe that outside influences affect and threaten our freedom to operate. USB commissioned a study to explore the impact of more regulation on the U.S. poultry and livestock sectors. Lewis and I will cover the major findings. The study investigated the impact of five areas of regulation and their food safety costs and consequences. The bottom line, food costs could rise and fast. The study looked at regulations on animal ag that have been affected and enacted worldwide. Farmers like me feel the burden, but consumers do too. In fact, increased regulation of animal agriculture resulted in higher food costs in other countries. A 25% increase in costs for U.S. poultry and livestock farmers would raise Americans' food bills for meat, milk, and eggs by $16.8 billion annually. I had to double check that it wasn't million, but it's $16.8 billion annually. Soy Checkoff funded research has found that our U.S. poultry and livestock sectors not only contribute to U.S. agriculture's positive trade balance, but also create jobs and tax revenue. They support 1.8 million jobs and contribute $289 billion to the U.S. economy. The research also shows that U.S. agriculture leads the world as a global producer and exporter of animal products. America's farmers and consumers must band together to make certain that we maintain the freedom to keep food costs low and the infrastructure for our economy to grow. Now I would like to introduce Lewis Bainbridge. Lewis serves as the Domestic Marketing Program Chair for USB, and he will discuss some of the detailed findings and forecasts for the studies. Thank you. Lewis?
Thank you, Vanessa. As Vanessa said, I'm Lewis Bainbridge. My family and I, which includes two sons that are farming with us, farm corn, beans, wheat, soybeans, and do have a beef cow operation in southeast South Dakota. Many Americans already feel the pinch at the supermarket checkout line. That's partially due to skyrocketing petroleum costs. Paying even more for food may not be out of the question for those buying meat and eggs and all the other products with animal products in them, especially if unreasonable restrictions are placed on the U.S. poultry and livestock sectors. This soybean checkoff-funded study examined U.S. production and global responses to regulations and quantified the costs Americans could see at the supermarket. As farmers, we all look at ways to improve our farms. I'm a long-term no-tiller on my farm. We use less crop production products, pay careful attention to the nutrients my crops need, and much more so today than we have in decades gone by. I also remain committed to keeping my animals healthy and maintaining their growth. But as the study shows, regulations without scientific basis can impact consumers and farmers across the country. Vanessa mentioned that the report estimates that if U.S. ag input costs rise by 25% as a result of more regulations, U.S. consumer food costs could increase by $16.8 billion per year. But that's not the only area where our country would feel the impact. U.S. agriculture and exports would decline by $1.1 billion per year, and 9,000 jobs in agriculture-related industries would be lost. The bottom line, American consumers would pay nearly $17 billion more annually if poultry and livestock farmers take on more burdensome regulations. This would raise inputs costs and push up food costs. Just to give you one example, regulations requiring cage-free housing for layer hens would increase the cost of eggs from $168 a dozen to $210 a dozen. That's $2.66 billion per year extra cost. As Vanessa stated earlier, U.S. economy would take a hit as well. This study shows even the slightest increase in costs for animal agriculture would impact jobs as well as exports. A 25% increase in cost would raise U.S. poultry and livestock would reduce U.S. exports $1.1 billion annually. That decrease results from Brazilian as well as Mexican companies' ability to effectively compete in these markets. This soy checkoff-funded study shows there are some very real consequences should regulations hamper competitiveness of U.S. poultry and livestock. More soybean farmers understand that poultry and livestock farmers in the United States and abroad represent our largest customers. As the United Soybeans Board strategic plan clearly states, the soybean checkoff intends to help ensure soybean farmers and our major customers have the freedom as well as the infrastructure to operate today as well as in the future. And thank you. Vanessa and I would be glad to take questions.
We also do have the person who did the study for us available this morning to you. So if you have some very detailed questions, we have that ability to provide that this morning. Are there any questions? Well, I think there are a few areas that we need to utilize this in. As you know, we have ASA as our lobbying function for U.S. soybean farmers, and I would think that this would be a very valuable study for them to take to the Hill and to visit with the congressional representatives about the cost of the added regulations. I think it's also very important to take a look at USFRA, the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, and I think some of this messaging to consumers to make sure that consumers are really aware of the effect of regulations, not on necessarily on farmers, but on them and the bottom line. You know, as we know, the budgets are pretty tight for consumers these days in a lot of areas, and we don't want the cost of our low-cost protein like eggs to be rising by another half for the consumers who need that lower-cost protein. Good morning, Stuart.
So I see you've got a figure in here for how much a dozen eggs would go up if you had cage-free housing. What about, say, if you substituted enriched cotton housing? Was that considered in this report?
I think those were considered in the report. In fact, there is some parts of the report that talk about Denmark and what has already happened in Denmark and in the UK also about specifics. Would you like to come up and address those costs?
Morning. I'm Andre Williamson. I work at Agrilytica. We did the research on the regulations. Specifically, one of the best benchmarks we have is what's happened in the UK. So Denmark worked on the production side, and Denmark on this antimicrobial subtherapeutic usage. In UK, what they did was they forced the producers to adjust, eliminate sow stalls and tethers, and they put that regulation in place in 99, and within 5 years, 40% production dropped by 40%. So they basically hamstrung their own producers. And the consequence, they basically... unintended consequences here was that the retailers who had pressured the producers all along just began to import more from other sources. So the effect there was they really hurt their own production and their own producers. We estimated, based on a variety of sources, mostly from Europe, that the equivalent impact on the U.S. would be about close to $6 billion in capital costs for U.S. Pork producers capital costs, and then an ongoing annual. Oh, you're talking about poultry now. We did a study on eggs a few years ago, and I think you cited the production costs there. Most of it was due to changes in the housing, and it worked out to 42 cents per dozen eggs, $2.7 billion, if it were an industry-wide transition. Sorry, I was addressing, I thought you were referring to pork, in which case it was, yeah. Okay.
Anyone else?
Potential regulation when you have a CEO of a major company saying our problem is the price we're facing for corn and soybeans right now, $6 corn, 12 cents of soybeans.
Did you?
I can't. I think ultimately, too, the thing that we have to be concerned about is the true cost. Who's going to pay that? And that's mom at the grocery store. But back to your question on the increased cost of feed and so forth, that certainly is an issue, and that's a function of your supply and demand. But if you multiply your regulations on top of that, too, then that's where your costs really start to skyrocket. Because you're either going to have to pay for it as a consumer, or else we're going to be importing it from another country, and you're going to end up paying or paying. So our main concern is the ultimate customer, and that is a consumer.
Was that part of your study as far as where it would be accessed? I'm when I see some of the egg production that we have visited when we have been in Mexico, I think that Mexico would be very much ready to start exporting their eggs to the United States. We all know that we get a lot of pork from Canada already. And so I think if the study went into more detail, you could please come up.
We weren't addressing that question directly, but we in order to sort of get a handle on the costs of regulations and what was going on in other markets and this potential of offshoring, we looked closely at the U.S. and Mexico and Brazil. So we weren't necessarily casting a net across the globe. That said, the threat from competition, as it were, would be primarily from Brazil rather than Mexico. So Mexico, yes, they're a competitor, but they're also a huge customer of U.S. animal ag products. So their exports keep going up. At the same time, their imports keep going up dramatically as well and essentially dwarf their exports. But from Brazil, where there's low-cost ag production as well, that, I think, long-term is a much greater competitive threat.
We did do a tour through Brazil a few years ago, and we definitely saw that they are ready to continue to ramp up. They're doing a lot of integration where they are having their own feed, their own production, their own slaughter. And so, they are very much prepared to take over. And as was mentioned, they also raise the soybeans. Excuse me. And so they are definitely ready to provide that for all of us. Any other questions? Thank you so very much for being here, and we will be around all day today, so if there are any further questions or if we can help you out, just let us know, please. Thanks so much.